Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell says the cancellation was not a snub, but was caused by the Prime Minister's obligation to Parliament. A U.S. official says Prime Minister Maliki was summoned to defend his security policies in the wake of the multiple attacks which have been claimed by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Secretary Gates did meet with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani and other members of the Presidency Council as planned. Morrell says Gates gave his condolences on the bombings and offered any needed U.S. help to investigate them and to improve security. U.S. officials, including the number two American commander here, Lieutenant General Charles Jacoby, says such occasional spectacular attacks are, in a way, evidence of the decline of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which once staged dozens of attacks every day.
These are terrorist attacks. This isn't the Civil War period. It's not the blooming insurgency period. These are greatly reduced terrorist cells. They've been reduced to hiding in the shadows, planning for weeks and weeks and weeks to conduct attacks like this. And as I said, be tough for any government, any country to prevent these kinds of attacks.
The last two major attacks in Iraq were in August and October. General Jacoby says Iraqi security forces are improving every day, and they took action in three of the four attacks Tuesday that prevented them from being even worse. The press secretary, Jeff Morrell, says Secretary Gates also spoke to the Presidency Council about the reduced capability of Al-Qaeda and praised Iraqi leaders for preventing the attacks from rekindling ethnic strife. Now that the Presidency Council and the Parliament have approved an election law, Secretary Gates wants to talk to the Prime Minister and to Kurdish leaders about resolving broader differences over power sharing and internal borders. U.S. officials say they're in a better position to mediate and press for the resolution of difficult issues and also to ease tensions between the Iraqi army and the Kurdish Peshmerga militia, while the United States has a sizable military force in Iraq. That force is scheduled to be reduced from nearly 120,000 now to 50,000 by next October, with the bulk of the withdrawal planned for after the election and the formation of a new government. U.S. officials say the postponement of the election from January to March 7th should not affect the October target. Al Pessin, VOA News, Baghdad.